Okay, 3, 2.
3, 2, hit it!
It's time to double down with Stacy and Max on Sputnik Radio. Coming up on the show, we talk to Max Kaiser. You see the special little thing I did there? Usually it's Max Kaiser introducing the show. But you know what? This has been a week where day after day, I get Google alerts saying a new item in the news about Max Kaiser. Max Kaiser in the headline. Max Kaiser. I'll just read you a few of them right here. Max Kaiser expects Bitcoin price to reach $10,000 once $7,000 is broken. Then we have Max Kaiser, worst stock market crash ever is coming. And Cointelegraph, we have Bitcoin fraud wars. Jamie Dimon rhetoric sees Max Kaiser terrorist rant go viral again. So, Max Kaiser, we're going to turn to you as the guest on this special edition of Double Down with Stacey Herbert presenting and then interviewing Max Kaiser. Max Kaiser, Bitcoin prices soared once again. You and I have been talking about Bitcoin since it was about $2. It's now hit $6,000. It was up $1,000 in a course of 24 hours this past week. This past week, I might note also that the Dow was up 1,000 points on the month. This is the fourth time that has had a 1,000-point milestone this year. The previous all-time record high had been 2,000-point moves in a year. So we are kind of seeing like a melt-up in stock markets. We're also seeing a melt-up in Bitcoin prices. Are these two related?
Yeah. Hello. Hi. Double down, Max and Stacey. So you've got some relativity going on between these two asset classes. They're all very interesting for money managers looking to park some of the billions and hundreds of billions and trillion dollars that is, you know, has been gifted to them from the central banks. The central banks love to give away money, and the top 0.1% love to take all that money, and they love to buy stocks with them. And so I saw some studies coming out recently that showed how easy money from the central banks exacerbates the wealth and income gap. I think, you know, something we've talked about for years. Finally, there's some, you know, formal think tank like studies out there detailing exactly how the process works. And, you know, you get the cash first, you invest it first, you get the price rise first, you take that as a profit first, and that cycle repeats itself until you've got this massive wealth and income gap that we're seeing right now. In the case of stock market and Bitcoin, it's slightly different stories going on here. With the stock market, it's worth, I think, approaching, it's almost one times GDP, I think. I mean, I think it's $17, $18 trillion in the stock market. And so Bitcoin is, even with these huge gains, it's still only worth $100 billion. It sounds like a lot. When we started, it was worth under $1 million or maybe $2 or $3 million. It's now $100 billion. And the whole crypto space is at the $170 billion. And sounds like a lot of money, but not when you compare it to, let's say, gold, which has $7 trillion, stock market, multi-trillion dollar market, bond markets. There's $300 trillion of investable assets in the world. And those folks are starting to look more closely at Bitcoin because they realize it is a store of value and it is non-counterfeitable, if that's even a word. And it's attracting huge interest. And our long-term target, of course, has always been $100,000. We said that in 2011. And it, of course, on the way to 100,000, it has to get through 10,000. So it looks like we're getting close to that boundary. And, you know, there's no reason why I shouldn't go that high. I mean, all the naysayers' arguments have proven to be non-starters. There hasn't been a single argument against Bitcoin that's lasted or been held up to scrutiny.
So let's turn back to this headline I referred to. It's from Cointelegraph. It reads, Bitcoin Fraud Wars, Jamie Dimon Rhetoric Sees Max Keiser Terrorist Rant Go Viral Again. So what they refer to here is Jamie Dimon is the CEO of JPMorgan Chase, which is the biggest bank in the world, certainly the biggest bank in America. And he's often touted as being the next Treasury Secretary or the next president even. And he called Bitcoin a fraud. And then he said he would never talk about Bitcoin again. The next day, he said Bitcoin really is a fraud. It's a Ponzi scheme, blah, blah, blah. Governments will shut it down. Well, then people found, again, a video from Max Keiser. And I was on the stage with him as well in 2015 in Rotterdam at a conference about money. So here's the first bit of this story. I thought it was quite interesting. Amid Bitcoin fraud accusations by U.S. financial giants, a 2015 counter move by Max Keiser seems more relevant than ever. The Economist and Russia Today TV host Max Keiser called Wall Street bankers and senior financial figures terrorists in an impassioned speech at the Erasmus University in Rotterdam. He said, Wall Street is fraud, America is fraud, the world is fraud, banks are fraud, central banks are fraud, we live in an era of fraud. It's all based on fraud and they get a percentage of that fraud, that's the business model. We live in an era dominated by financial terrorists, 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 jihadis of banking. They're here to kill you and themselves. How are we going to stop it? There's only one way to stop it. And he said, raise interest rates, but you could also say buy Bitcoin.
Yeah. Well, that's the way to go to protect yourself is buying Bitcoin. And, you know, raising interest rates is something that should have been done years ago to raise the cost of committing financial fraud. You know, the financial fraud requires cheap money and money that doesn't cost anything. And that's what Jamie Dimon and his ilk have the access to, free money that's on tap 24/7. There's no cost to it and they never have to pay it back. You know, as we said, when Jamie Dimon was caught once again in one of his nefarious financial malfeasance schemes, breaking laws, and he had to pay a fine, at the time I said, you know what? You know what? They pay these fines by just going to the central bank and getting money to pay the fines. Like, they never pay the fines themselves. It's never an event on the company in any meaningful way or the executives in any meaningful way. So then it just came out that what they did is they committed more fraud to raise the money to pay the fine. And maybe they'll get fined again. But there's no law against the frauds that they're committing. There is a law, but there's no will to enforce the law. Unfortunately, in America, the will to enforce law against bankers is at an all-time low. I guess it's at 0%. So the Bitcoin is attracting folks that are anticipating eventually a day of reckoning. I think what'll be interesting is to see when the stock market bubble pops, and it should pop at some point. It's trading now, getting into those frothy levels we saw in 2001 before the dot-com crash, 1987 before that crash, 2008 before that crash. So the valuations now are at those extended frothy high valuations, usually preceding a significant crash of 30, 40, 50% or more. What will happen to Bitcoin in that scenario? I would imagine it, and along with gold, would absolutely zoom and skyrocket and just blow people's minds, with Bitcoin, again, heading to that long-term predicted target of $100,000 per coin.
So as I said, the U.S. stock market, the Dow Jones, was up 1,000 points on the month. This came on the anniversary, the 30th anniversary of Black Monday. That was the 1987 stock market crash. Max was working on Wall Street at the time. That was a 20% fall in one day on the stock market. To put that into context, I guess you'd have to have a 5,000 point drop today to match that, which of course would never happen because, you know, the government or Treasury or somebody would step in. But that would be a 5,000 point drop. Now, I think it was somebody like Bill Gross was saying, well, these stock markets, people are saying they're overvalued, but in the context of all financial markets, the stock market is not as overvalued as the bond market. And that has been in a bull market way longer like basically since you were on Wall Street, right? So interest rates have been falling since then, and they've just never looked back.
Yes, that's right. The bond bull market's been going on since 1980, when eventually Paul Volcker, he broke the back of inflation with interest rates in the high teens. And it's been downhill ever since for interest rates. And bond prices have hit 200 or 300 year highs in the case of the UK. So this market is really the biggest bubble in the history of financial markets. People talk about tulip bulbs being in a bubble. This is the biggest tulip bulb to ever hit planet Earth, is the sovereign bond market. And it blew up a little bit in 1994. We had a bond bear, briefly. And the thing about the bond bear, when interest rates go up, everything is tied to interest rates, like, mortgages. So that immediately means property prices crash. So then home builders across the board crash, and it has a knock-on effect, and the stock market will crash, follow suit quite normally. And the beneficiary of this will be Bitcoin, because it doesn't have any counterparty risk, and it's a store of value, and people understand that now and are buying it aggressively.
But let's tie all of these together, because, of course, Bitcoin was birthed onto the world following the crash of 2007, 2008, and then 2009 when it emerged into the world. It was a response to the bailouts of the banks that had failed, but the government rescued it with our money. Now, 1987, where we started the show with Black Monday, that was the beginning of central bank intervention in the stock markets and rescuing markets, that taking a role of protecting bankers from their bad bets. We now have the case of this bond bull market in basically a hyperinflationary mode. I mean, look, European junk bonds are now trading at 2.19%. The U.S. 10-year treasury is at 2.33%. The U.S. treasury will not, possibly cannot default on their bonds because they can print the money. These European bonds, junk bonds, they will default. And yet, you know what's happening? European Central Bank is buying up everything. So all of these are tied together into this big amalgamation of fraud, as you say. As you said at Erasmus University in Rotterdam, you were saying it was fraud and the answer was Bitcoin. And now it looks like there's a race on. There's hyperinflation in the Dow Jones and there's a huge move in Bitcoin prices. Some are saying it's a bubble. What is your response to that?
Well, you see, you talked about the fact that the U.S. government can print their own money and there won't be any defaults. However, you cannot protect against a collapse of the U.S. dollar. So, they can print all the dollars they want and to meet their obligations. But if you enter into a hyperinflationary currency collapse and the dollar loses its incredible value, then, you're going to have this incredible move into another alternative currency. It's not going to be another fiat currency like the euro or the British pound. It'll seek some funds in gold, of course. That's been the go-to asset for years. But the top beneficiary will be the new currency on the block, the new global currency that everyone's talking about, Bitcoin. And that's how you get to $100,000.
And finally, I want to say that there's an article out on CoinDesk. It's called Vote for CoinDesk's Most Influential People in Blockchain 2017. These are the most important voices in Bitcoin and blockchain. In the media, blogosphere, and culture section, your own Max Kaiser is right there. You can go and vote for him. And he's one of 20. You get to choose three people on the list. And if you don't want to, you know, don't mind going there and voting for him, and you could choose two others. Interesting. We know many of them. We've interviewed many of them right here on Double Down and on Kaiser Report on RT.
That's right. I look forward to winning this contest and doing all kinds of crazy antics as the result of my splendiferous win. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Double Down with me, Max Kaiser, and Stacey Herbert on Sputnik Radio. Thanks to our guest, me. Until next week. Bye, y'all.